Okay, so we're going to start now. So I like everyone to put your body in a very comfortable place. Make sure your spine is very comfortable. And as we start all of these activations, we're going to call upon the whole of the universe to be present. We're going to ask for divine support for your experience. So that you have a feeling experience that you are loved and supported and that you are absolutely perfect the way you are and that you've never done anything wrong in your whole life and that you are good enough just the way you are. Okay, we're going to ask everyone's inner child to be present to receive. So as we call upon the one power, we ask to be a clear and perfect channel for the light and for wisdom and for that eternal peace that comes through the power of grace. We ask to be a perfect channel to hold the space for unconditional love and allowance, for divine balance and harmony. And to be a grounded messenger for the message. Okay, so together we're going to invoke the spiritual representatives of all of the 250 different cultures on planet Earth at this time. So we're going to ask for you to step forward and to receive. We're going to call forth the Ascended Masters, the Archangels, the spiritual lineages that are associated and support this work. And we're going to call forth the Council to help now to bring forth the state and the matrix, the grid, for receiving. We're going to call forth the most powerful energy in this universe and galaxy and solar system. And we're going to call forth your I am that you are, your spirit, and the soul aspect of this lifetime. We want to invite all guardian angels to be present to help hold space for everyone on this call and those that will listen through replay. I'm going to call forth everyone's spiritual lineage as well as their physical earth genetic lineage, including everyone's parents, whether they're here or on the other side, and all of the children, whether they're here or on the other side, and brothers and sisters. We're basically calling in your soul family. Okay, take a deep breath and begin to relax the base of your spine. Now you're going to breathe in light. We're not just going to breathe in air or prana. We're going to breathe in that light that is within us. And we're going to take that light and the breath down to the base of the spine. So breathing in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. So as you do this, the body's going to relax the jaw, the muscles in the face, the tongue, the fingers, the toes, thigh muscles, stomach muscles. Relaxation is the key. So as you breathe into the light, hold the feeling of deep relaxation for the body, and then direct the light to the base of the spine. Now we're going to ask everyone in physical bodies to begin to step out of the body. You're going to see an arc of golden light. So as you move your awareness through this arc of light, you're going to put your awareness into the quantum. You're going to detach yourself from your emotional body and from your lower logical mind, mental body, and become what we call the Voyager. Simply stepping out of the body. Through the arc of light. You're going to be in two places at once. But your perspective will be as the Voyager. And the body will keep breathing. We're going to call forth the four pillars of light around your body. And as this archangel energy begins to stabilize and form, it's going to create a huge cocoon of light around the body. And this allows the body to receive. It's a very loving and supportive space. Your inner child is in this cocoon of light, feeling very safe. We're going to ask all of your inner childs to deeply receive in their brain, in their heart space, so that when we finish this attunement, they will feel absolutely marvelous. Okay, now at the base of the spine, feeling this vibration of harmony and balance. The body will begin to self-correct as you hold this vibration of balance and harmony at the base of your spine. Okay, as a Voyager, you're going to create in the brain the thought that the body now has a capacity for complete regeneration, rejuvenation, transformation of all body parts, all organs, systems, cells, molecules, and atoms, brain function, cardiovascular function, liver function, all of it. And imagine that the brain is beginning to radiate the power of healing itself, and that power is moving through the nervous system. It is being activated by the endocrine system, the pineal gland in particular in the brain. Okay, we're going to breathe deep into the subconscious now. And as you are ready and willing, begin to bring into conscious awareness, into the quantum, the cause of all your stress and pain in this lifetime, which may include past lives, but that's not important. Just allow whatever is ready now, whatever resistance you may sense. You are detached from that resistance. So it is just rising to the surface. Now, with your thought and choice, your intention, create the thought in the brain and in the heart center simultaneously that you are putting aside all of the emotional and mental baggage for a moment, all of the stuff, the stories, the dramas and the traumas that you're just putting aside. Imagine that you're putting it into the ego bowl, just dropping that marble into that clear water. And you're going to sense and feel and see, as you do this, your 144,000 chakra points that are transmitting that divine vibration into the body all at once. And as the body receives through these chakra points, the body is beginning to vibrate and change its frequency from low density to higher density to more refined vibration that is perceived of as light or lightness. Okay, now we're going to breathe the light into the belly button and the solar plexus area. Breathing in the power of grace. And we're going to ask that all energies that are not of your creation, those energies that you have absorbed from other people and the environment that are causing you distress in your system, that all of those energies, thought forms, emotions, and feelings from others are being instantly removed. From your solar plexus and your belly button area. Continue to breathe your light into this area of the body. You're going to begin to re-own that part of your body. Breathing in cause, letting go of victim. Breathing in source vibration. Letting go of density. If you feel any resistance, just simply breathe through the resistance, because it is not you. Okay, let that continue on its own. Going to bring awareness to the brain once again, breathing in a deeper level of the light, beginning to breathe in the higher vibrations of the soul into the brain, and you're going to hold the thought of the figure eight flow, the power of the number eight, golden infinity archetype. I'm going to create a storage area in the brain. And you're going to put or allow all this quantum information to be stored in your storage area, in your cosmic filing system. And as you need this quantum wisdom, it'll be downloaded to the heart and to the base of the spine, to the solar plexus area as you need it. If you've had any injuries to the head, allow this vibration to move through the scar tissue, through the memory that's in the cells. It's a very gentle energy. Completely supportive and loving and allowing. bring your awareness and your breathing now to the middle of the lower part of your forehead between your brow. And you might, with your physical eyes, look up towards your one eye center. And imagine that you're going to open up the window very wide to begin to receive divine transmissions of divine alchemy in shifting the emotions and your physical body. You may see rainbow lights. Allow the pineal gland to be stimulated by the light. Visualizing that this transmission of light is coming through the great central sun, directly penetrating into your body and affecting change with your endocrine system and the metabolism of your body. Okay, now gently take the breath and the light into the heart space, also into the lungs, and the thymus gland, and the upper back. Now call forth the energies of compassion into that part of your body. And feel and imagine that also this energy is moving through your emotional body and your mental body. And it's beginning to lighten up all those stuck places. Again, we're bringing forth and breathing forth unconscious resistance to divine light, to the idea of embodied divine presence on the earth. As a voyager, you won't be affected by group consciousness, by any group limitations. Feeling directly the power. Now let it circulate. Let the energy go wherever it needs to go now, from the heart space, from the lungs. Imagine and feel the lungs becoming very strong with its ability to hold life force energy, with its ability to hold the vibration of love and compassion and gratitude and appreciation. Feeling your heart muscle being affected. Now we're going to ground very deeply into the earth. There's an emerald grid that's very magnetic, and your feet are magnetized now to the earth in a deeper and more profound way than before. Feeling the feet deep within the earth mother, and feeling the support of nature for your life, for your body. Again, feeling the presence and the power of the four pillars of light and the cocoon of light, and feeling that spaciousness above you. we're going to ask for a being of great presence to come forth into your awareness now, into the cocoon of light. And this magnificent being of light and consciousness will give you a message regarding your next step as the channel for healing, as a channel for teaching. It will also transmit to you the feeling of unconditional love and allowance. So we'll give you a few moments in silence to commune with this being. Be one with this being. Breathing in the now moment, taking a deep breath through the body now. So as a voyager, we're going to come back to the body. And you're going to feel your auric field as a voyager completely surrounding the body, extending out from the body to unlimited dimensions and physical distance, as you so choose. Feel your auric field radiating out from the body. You can be as big and as large and expansive as is comfortable. Feeling the body being surrounded by your true auric field of light and completely grounded in a new way with the Earth Mother. Breathing in the now. So begin now to think about opening the eyes very slowly. Coming into the now, being now the embodied voyager, as you allow. The effects of this will be ongoing until completion. So what is given today will last forever. It will be forever, evergreen, and live. Feeling the bottoms of your feet, feeling the palms of your hands, feeling your whole spine, feeling all of your body at once. And when you are ready, slowly open the eyes and just simply notice what is new and different. Okay, this concludes our journey for today, even though it will be ongoing. We send our blessings. Namaste.
I think I'm wordless.
This is good. I'll talk for you. Most of the comments I get are, wow. So that's a really nice compliment.
Actually, you know, one of the things that I noticed that I haven't ever experienced before was when you started to shift around the brain and the scar tissue, I suddenly got, like, instant clarity. And I started to have this, like, ache, this, like, achy headache-ish thing. And then it dissipated. I was like, wow. You know, and the sensations of the body, I really, it's just wow. I mean, I just, you know, and it, one of the calls I had last season with Meg Benedicte, I said, you know, You used to think that these were just meditations or visualizations years back, and then you're like, you know now that something's really happening, you know, and not just a little something, but a profoundly deep something. And you just, yeah. One of the questions that I did have that has come up from the last series and a couple on this series was, you know, other people are having experiences like I'm having. Some have had out-of-body experiences. I think I need to attribute my last out-of-body experience to you, which was a journey after I had experienced some of your work. But other people aren't having these profound experiences. What do you say when people aren't feeling this in this way that I am and others are?
Well, that's one of the things that is a bit of a challenge, like when we do the trainings, because people tend to compare. And if they don't have these incredible experiences, they won't share anything. But everybody feels, everybody gets it. Part of it depends on how numb you've been in your life. But everybody is given these frequencies and these activations. Everybody is given everything up to that moment. And as we release the density in our emotional body and mental body, then one begins to notice more. But everybody still gets it, but it's just a matter of degree and depth. So I would say those people, I'm sure you're feeling very relaxed. And if I was to ask you, I bet you, you would say, oh, I feel more peaceful. I feel more serene and calm. My head's clear. My vision is clearer and sharper. I didn't have any experiences, but I feel clearer, sharper, lighter. I feel more at peace. I feel very relaxed and centered and calm, and I don't want to move my body. But I didn't feel anything, or I didn't have the experience, see? So everybody's getting it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I just wanted to answer a few questions on the board and for some people. You know, there's obviously some healers on the line because I get these really interesting ones that I'm not even sure what they are. One of them was, could you talk about councils of clarity?
Oh, they are a council that have offered their services for the work that we're doing, that we're teaching and sharing.
Okay.
And I don't know who they are. They probably say that's not important. We are a collective consciousness, a group of beings that are supporting light workers with their business challenges or their business blocks or their whatever blocks that light workers, that healers are having regarding being successful in their practice or their business.
Mm-hmm.
That's who they want to draw into their council. And they do provide what we call reading. Yeah.
Okay, so that's
they're very direct.
Abraham Hicks and Theo, and those are some of the other collectives that, you know, that we channel through. So it's a group of entities that provide clarity for light workers.
And that's why they call themselves Council of Clarity.
Oh,
yeah.
Clarity. Very nice.
Yeah.
Another question. Okay.
Okay.
You know, it's obvious that you call forth through them because you are very clear and very direct. I think that's one of the joys of really working with you is, I mean, this land of, you know, physical, spiritual entity, other dimension, other planet, other earth. I mean, that can be, you know, mind-blowing to some. You know, you've got to be simple and clear to ease people into really understanding this other way.
Yeah, and for those that have an other kind of perspective, think of it this way. It's the paradise on Earth that we've been dreaming about for a very long time. We could say that the new Earth is basically that paradise vision that we've all had growing up, that we wanted to see the Earth in peace and harmony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so when we would transport, we wouldn't necessarily keep these human bodies, though. It would just be...
We're going to have the choice. Well, we're going to have the choice to have any kind of a body.
I see.
We can keep the same ones, or we can create new ones, and it will be... Probably everybody will be 30 with blonde hair.
I don't want blonde hair.
And all the guys will be to have a beard with long hair and wearing sandals.
Maybe all look like Jesus.
Yeah.
Cool.
30 years old. Well, max 35, right?
Right. And is there like linear time, I mean, that they've called forth and said this is projected, or that it really just starts at the end of this year?
Well, it's at the end of the cycle, you could say. But see, actually, our focus should be on creating that new Earth vibration in our body.
Right.
And then when we're at that certain level, then all this other stuff will be known to us. So right now, it's not known, probably because we couldn't handle it or we would get too, whatever, out of balance with,
crazy.
Oh, my God. So we just need
not
patient.
Weird enough now. Is it the sanity or is it the insanity of it all? Cool. Very fun. The other interesting healing question I had was, do you use 2-point process? I don't know what that is.
No, we just hold a state.
Okay.
Well, actually more definitive is actually we allow the state to hold us.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that oneness state is the only state, really, that's real, we could even go a level finer and say that in the trainings we teach about having the state hold us, embrace us, so we don't have to do anything mentally except just have the choice to get out of our own way and so we don't trip on our own feet. But basically, it's teaching about holding a state, not doing a technique, but holding a state. And we do these energetic protocols because I feel right now we need to clairvoyantly, energetically set up the matrix or the grid so that our bodies can hold the state for longer periods of time. And it's quite possible, once you get used to how we do this work, you could sit down and within 1 minute go into a very nice state of meditation. Within 1 minute, no chanting, just focus on your breathing and doing a protocol, invoking a protocol, of which we did some but not all of it today. It could be that easy.
Awesome. And in the class, can we teach them this protocol that they can
We'll teach them the whole thing, yeah. So
okay,
we're doing
great.
Step by step, since we have five classes.
Yeah.
And
okay, great. And we'll tell them about that in just a minute, right?
Yeah.
You guys, we'll go through it in just a minute. If you do want to look at it, Kenji and I are doing a class together. I twisted his arm and I said, well, now what are we going to give them? And we decided to do it. It's a live class. Literally, you get on the phone with me and him and you and a few other lots of people, maybe. We'll see who signs up and who joins the collective for us. And we'll go through and we'll have a chance each call to answer your questions live, person to person, and, you know, really take you into this higher vibrational state, these higher attunements. I like activation better than attunements because, we can have a conversation about that because I don't feel like we really need to attune, you know, to like maybe vibration, harmonic attune. But I like the idea that we're not attuning to something, but we're awakening. I like the word activation a little better, but we can go and see why he chooses attunement.
We'll change that. Thanks for your suggestion. Activation.
You have no attachment to that? Wow.
No,
actually, I'm on the
phone
with somebody who has no attachment to stuff.
We can call it anything you want.
So fantastic. I mean, I think what I get the most out of working with light workers, and especially ones that have obviously been on this journey and of consciousness for not just this lifetime and many years within this lifetime, but for hundreds and thousands of years. And it's very clear that Kenji is one of those that has been on this journey of awakening the world to consciousness, just not just for this lifetime. Would you agree? I mean, that's what it feels like in your energy, so I'm just like picking it up.
Oh, yeah. I've had probably too many. Too many lifetimes. Still
yeah,
learning.
Totally.
Still learning.
We can get really weird on you guys. All right.
Yeah.
So here's a few. Yeah. So looking over. Cynthia writes, and I think that she writes for many, and she does write for many, because one person said getting out of the brain chatter and the brain clutter, and she wrote one that was a little more consistent. She said, how can I really focus on raising into this higher vibration when all my head stuff is worried about financial situations? And I think that that's not – I think she's written for a lot of people, because when I saw that, my heart just kind of was like, yeah, because I used to be there. I really used to be in that space where I was like, I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to create that. I've got to make more money and blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, what do you do when you are – you know, when you feel like in this human world you've got to create for financial reasons and, you know, you've got these kids that need stuff and, you know, to do this and, you know, children with issues and blah, 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 and your head is in all of that, how can we remain in this true now state at this highest vibration possible? Any words of advice for that?
Well, there's many levels of response, but I would say aside from attending a training, aside from listening to these live and replay shows, aside from buying the product offer or this series, aside from going to my website, aside of all of that, I think, I guess a general response would be to meditate every day. It's really important now because everybody's in life review. One needs to spend, well, they say at least a minimum of 20 minutes twice a day in a state of where you commune with your spirit, which is the same as communing with the source. It's really important to take that extra time to simply sit in spite of the thoughts, in spite of the fears. I was in that place for most of my life, the thing with money, and I was alone. You know, I didn't necessarily have other responsibilities, and I was struggling for decades with the whole money thing, and all these gifts, having all these gifts that people will tell me about, these psychics and channelers and this and that and the other, right? And yet I'm struggling, can't even create a practice, can't even get anybody to be interested in coming for a session, right, let alone a workshop. And so for decades, I struggled. And it wasn't until a miracle came my way. I don't mind sharing this because
Thank you for sharing
it. This whole thing of one certain person by the name of Sheila Gale called me up out of the blue and invited me to her show. She didn't know me, but she trusted this guidance saying, call this guy, cold turkey, call this guy out of the blue, introduce yourself and offer him to be on the show. And I didn't have any products to offer that. I didn't have anything. Well, I didn't think I had anything. Mm-hmm. And so that act of grace, I mean, her trusting her intuition and my, of course, saying yes, and I had no experience on the radio. I never visualized being on the radio. That changed my whole life around in a way where it's led me to this call right here. It's led me to many other shows. And I love doing this, but I had no fantasy, if you will, of being a presenter on radio shows. I was just trying to create my life with sessions and trainings, and I was struggling at that point still, making a little bit of money, but still this concern of credit card debt and everything else, right? And it just totally shifted. So I see that as an act of grace. And as Carolyn Mace says a lot, is that we are all surrounded by this power we call grace. And when we let it in, then things happen like this out of the blue. Someone will call you, and it'll end up changing your whole financial level. It'll change you and move you to the levels that you want to reach as far as people go. And I'm just so grateful. I think about it all the time about how if that didn't happen, where would I be? Would I be homeless now? I don't know. And I've been homeless. And it's not as bad as one thinks necessarily, but it was still like without a home, right? But so I've gone through what probably most people have or are going through. And the thing that has kept me going is my belief and my faith. I would say that I didn't know, like, where my money was going to come from to pay for rent. And, okay, here we go again, another $1,500 on my credit card and that much more in debt every month. I'm going, and I prayed. I prayed like crazy. And but I would say for those that feel like, wow, it's getting really desperate, I would say keep the faith. And part of this meditation was for people to experience that they're not alone, that they have support, and as long as they stay open when they meditate to receiving the grace, that it's going to come. It's going to come. And it may not come in the way that you expect it, but just be open to all kinds of possibilities happening. We have so many stories from people in the trainings that go, wow, my whole life just absolutely changed. My business CEO, my business consultant, just came on board. She's been emailing people that I've accomplished more in this 3 weeks since the training than I have in the last 10 years. That's pretty hard to believe, but, you know.
Absolutely.
She says, I'm not sleeping. And my butt's getting sore. Sit on the computer for like 12 hours without,
sure,
without eating or, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
That's funny.
Keep the faith.
Yeah. Well, I would say that, you know, at one time when we were, you know, 50-some thousand in debt, you know, my husband pinned me to the wall and kind of did the whole, look, you better, like, do this and make it happen and stand in your own potency and power of it all, or you better freaking get a job, because I'm not going to keep supporting this, you know, hobby of yours. So, you know, in some way, when that happened to me, I kind of, you know, said, he's right. I can do this. I can make, you know, make my life work. And I was just doing a bunch of whining in my head. And that kind of, and that started to stop some of the, I'm not good enough, and going down that, those different, you know, pitfall blocks, you know, so to speak. And you know, and then I learned about brain entrainment, which was the first thing that changed my life. Then I met, you know, Access Consciousness, and then I met you, and now I'm just like, whoa, let's float on a cloud here on Earth and indulge in every bit of this body. It's pretty freaking awesome.
And to put a tag on that, it's also true that when you're in joy, you start attracting abundance to you.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to being depressed and worried about, oh my God, that's not going to attract anything but oh my God, more stuff. So when you allow yourself to be more joyful, you're going to start attracting more abundance and success into your life, just by the law of attraction. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and if you think about it, would people really want to be around you if you're, you know, Eeyore, or if you're Piglet and Winnie the Pooh? Cool. So you're big, you know, I would have to agree that, you know, I would say, you know, a meditation doesn't mean you have to sit down and just breathe. You can walk and breathe and listen to your body. But I do think that that is one of the keys to stopping some of the, you know, the stuff, so to speak, the noise, is just breathe, feel your breath in your body. And so that was good advice. I like it. I agree. I agree in a line. I say yes.
Well, people have to remember they're not their thoughts, and your thoughts don't have to control you.
Yeah.
So when you're in the quantum as a Voyager, you see, well, you don't really even are aware of those thoughts, but as a Voyager, you know, when you do hear those thoughts that seem way in the distance, you pay no attention to it. You don't let it bother you. I think part of the healer's thing, again, and we can get into this in the first class, is how not to let these kind of things, these thoughts, bother you. They're just thoughts. It doesn't define who you are.
No.
Say thank you for sharing.
Hard, yeah. It's hard
thanks for sharing and move on.
Yeah, that eventually. Yeah, thanks for sharing. And, you know, where did this thought come from? You know, is this even my thought, or is this a thought from my, you know, I bought from my mother or my father or my, you know, my peers in high school, or what is this all about? Fantastic. All right, you guys, I want to go ahead and share about the class, and Kenji and I will share together. The link is newwealthexperience.com/Kumara, Cumara. If you are on the webcast, you can go ahead and hit the big green special offer link. And if you go over there, I think so, if you go over there, something weird just happened. It was there earlier. Weird.
Well, when they hit the purchase button, I think it is, it'll bring them to the show page.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, if at the top it says click here, then you may want to click there, because it's a cached page in my browser, so I'm sorry that I... So You know, I love the word journey. So many of my clients that come to me, they have a vision and they want that. And I try to get them into this concept of being in the now and being in the journey of the creation of their life's work, of their life's practice as a healer or as a, you know, business owner or practitioner. So I love that we, you know, Kenji named this the journey of the healer. And what this is really about is all of you healers, it's a class for you that really wants to awaken into this greater vibration of consciousness and oneness. And we're going to have activations. He's going to teach us really how to clear our crap, and not just for him to do it, but really so that we can do it ourselves. And we're going to remove some of our past life sticky stuff that's keeping us from moving on. And Kenji, tell us what else that we're really going to shift and change, and what that's going to look like in these. It's a 5-class series. The price is $247. Again, you're on the phone. It's in the evenings. I believe it's Monday and Wednesday at the evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern. You know, we're personally going to walk you through this. And this is just, I think, the most incredible thing in the world. So, Kenji, why don't you tell them, you know, what is okay. here? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's 9 p.m. Eastern.
I have 8 on the site.
Do you? Okay, I better change my time then to 5. Okay, thanks for correcting me.
Cool.
Okay, 5 p.m. Pacific, folks. Okay.
Yeah,
so
and
first
we'll start
class,
April 23rd. Yeah, it starts April 23rd.
Yeah.
And for those that do want a payment plan, you can, I can't talk anymore, support at jeneth.com. JENETH, support at Jeneth, and we'll work out a way. There is a 3-pay option. We haven't publicly listed it, but if you do want that, just email us and we'll figure it out for you guys. Okay.
Sounds good. Okay, yeah. So first class is going to be about clearing the mental and emotional baggage, basically. We kind of did a little preview of that today. So basically, again, working with the unconscious, because if you've already done the unconscious, you won't be on this call. So the next class will be past life sticky points, stuck points. And, you know, in the East, they believe about, you know, this karmic wheel of rebirth, keep coming back until you get it right kind of thing. But basically, what we'll do in that class is we're going to clear the frozen points, the sticky points, in your past life timeline. That will be fun. All these things are meant to be fun. Next class will be, might be heavy for some of you, but this is needed for sure, but it's about parental and genetic and authority conditioning and imprinting. So that could be from any large group, from religious to political to military. Obviously, we've all had imprinting by our parents, you know, some positive and some negative. So we're going to help hold a space for you to clear the negative imprinting. You know, the whole genetic miasm thing of passing down through generations certain traits. It could be mental illness, it could be cancer, it could be heart disease, it could be, who knows, brain seizures, whatever it is. Doesn't really matter, but we'll help with clearing that. And, of course, the whole thing of being stuck with the authority imprinting. And you find us in any corporation, in any kind of group that's organized and has a leader, or the government's the leader. This will be very helpful for those over in Europe, for sure, and even in South and Central America. Also will include archetypal stuff, too. Next class, we'll begin some good stuff regarding self-worth and early childhood memories. So we're going to clear the remaining early childhood trauma stuff, birth trauma, in utero trauma, age 2 trauma, age 5 trauma.
Oh, cool.
And then the last
I need
last
that.
Class.
I raised my hand for that one.
Yeah.
I don't even remember it, but I think I need it.
Your inner child goes, raise your hand.
Right.
I've already signed up for that class, yeah. The last class would be really fun. So it's about ascending and transcending the limitation of this
cool.
density world consciousness. So the group consciousness kind of thing, the veil of forgetfulness, all of that stuff. So that will also be a time travel kind of a thing, an out-of-body experience, the Voyager, the journey of the Voyager. So the idea after the last class is for you to be absolutely more empowered and embodied as a channel for healing and teaching, and acknowledging and actually experiencing that, hey, life is becoming much more simple, easier. I feel the grace. I feel the peace. I feel, wow. And so by that fifth class, you'll be able to go into the quantum state very easily and very quickly. And you'll definitely have down the protocol. And so you'll be on your way after that.
Yeah. Very nice.
Your brain's going to love it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And really, you know, this is designed so that you really have access to both of us, where you can ask us what you need. And in some way, I haven't asked it, Kenji, if this would be okay, but I have the intuition that he'll say, I think that I would like to really follow the energy of the group with these things. And, you know, so what you need in some way, I mean, we've kind of made a structure on what we expect to do, but in some way I would expect that your questions, your energy, your blocks will guide the clearing. Would you?
Yeah, it'll be very clearing specific. Attendee specific.
Yeah.
How to phrase it.
Yeah.
We want this to be a personal experience for you, even though there'll be lots of people on the call. The intention is for everyone to have a personal experience as if you were the only one on the call.
Yeah.
And in a way, you are the only one on the call. The rest of us don't
exist.
Because
we are one. We'll try not to giggle throughout the call. Yeah. God, the questions are off the chart on this one. Are you open to take a few more?
Sure.
Okay. One of them is, I've had three about, I fell asleep during it. Is there a way to stay awake? I mean, and it's okay if they fall asleep, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just
okay.
Getting used to the energy. Until you're used to it, you will probably zone out. Yeah, and that's okay.
Right.
Because you're still getting it. You're still getting it.
Yeah.
And, of course, when we do
energy,
these soul journeys.
You don't have to, like, think about it. It's energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your body's receiving.
And
your brain's receiving it.
Right. And you
but
do
when
recommend
we do the soul journey. Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you recommend what?
Them listen over and over again to this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you guys, yeah, and all these calls that we do in the series, it does have a single, you can buy the single MP3. It's $9.95 if you ever want that. Just look for that. It's usually in the footer of the email. Cool. I think this one's interesting. This is from, I think it's Jelena, and she writes, I feel like I'm too big to fit in this body. You know, her spirit is like too big for her body. What really happens with our huge spirit when it doesn't fit in our body?
Oh, I
right?
guess I have to create a second body and a third body. That,
so how do you, I have my own answer for that, but I'm interested to hear what your answer is.
Well, go ahead. Share your answer.
Okay. So how I see it is that I am consciousness. I'm everywhere. I am space. And I'm not trying to, like, stick it in my physical form, that literally I just flow through my physical form. I'm porous and space. And so my consciousness, yeah, there's this physical thing, but it's not like you shove it all in there. You just flow through it. You are in it and everything else around it.
That's good. That's very poetic.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why we did this thing of expanding your auric field out to as big as you felt comfortable, which could be as big as the universe and the galaxy,
mm-hmm.
or as little as 10 feet out from your body or 20 feet out. So we're all a little different that way. Yeah, we don't want to try to cram this thing in our bodies. No, you just, I like that. You're flowing through it.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So we have about 45 other questions, so I don't think we're going to get to them. We have had some other questions about, you know, Kenji, you do workshops, and one person said, are you coming to Canada? So I don't know where, if you always do them in your hometown, why don't you share a little bit about your live workshops? We've shared a little bit about, you know, the class, and the link for that, again, is newwealthexperience.com/Kumara, or it's right on the webcast link at newwealthexperience.com/now. It's a little special offer link. So, Kenji, why don't you share about some of the other things that's going on in your life and your business, and what else are you doing next?
Okay, so June, we're going to be in Portland, Oregon. I'm sorry.
Cool.
July and August, we're going to be in Portland, Oregon. The best times for Oregonians is July and August. So we're going to be there for a level one training. We're going to be in Edmonton in June. We'll be in Winnipeg most likely in October, and we may in September. And we're going to go back to Fairfield, Iowa sometime this year for probably a level one and a level two there.
Very nice.
And nothing here in Seattle, just cloudy weather.
Well, it's not that hot in Seattle.
Cloudy
All
today.
Right.
It'll be good in July and August.
Uh-huh. Cloudy. Yes, it's always cloudy there, isn't it? Cloudy, rainy. Cool. There's just a lot of beautiful comments. Here's an interesting one. Chrissy writes, I know that I am receiving some kind of activation when I work with Kenji and other like-hearted individuals. It appears as almost a strobe light effect behind my right eye. Can Kenji explain this?
Strobe light, right eye.
Yeah.
That would probably be a good sign if one is wearing glasses, because
mm-hmm.
it would mean the obvious to me about the eye beginning to repair itself vision-wise. Mm-hmm. I would say, so if it's happening like on one side versus the other, it most likely means that whatever's occurring is helping to balance out. So that also could be the weak eye of her two eyes, and that's balancing out. I would say, though, also, if she was having that effect in her one eye, I'm calling the third eye now the one eye because it's really not the third eye.
Mm.
It's more like the one eye, so we're going to call it the one
sure.
eye. So if it was happening there primarily, that would be obvious to me of she's getting ready to open up more levels of her clairvoyance.
And intuition, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, that is her knowingness, and that's what she just said. I know I am receiving.
Yeah.
Right. And that's where I get knowingness is from, like, the crown and that third eye. It's like that's
mm-hmm.
the know. That's the intuition.
That's your direct messages from your soul. Yeah.
Mm. So people are so sweet. They just, you know, there's so much thanks and gratitude. Thank you for these amazing calls. There's experiences that they've shared. Do healing modalities that include spiritual and divine intervention work on agnostics? Yes.
Could you rephrase
that? Belief system. The agnostic who don't have a belief in God.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, a lot of the younger generation are agnostics or atheists. That's kind of good in a way. That's why we use the term divine light, or the most powerful energy, you know, in this galaxy universe. So it's geared so they can accept it. And when we talk more like in physics language, they can relate to that. Yeah, so it doesn't matter you're religious or non-religious, whatever. All you have to do is be open for change, and it'll occur. So if you're not in open to change, it's just going to take longer, but everybody has to change. That's a given. Everybody has to change because we're all collectively moving into the new Earth vibration. So everybody has to change. It's not like you have a choice. No, everybody's changing.
Oh, really?
We all want it.
Oh, I would think I would think if you, well, I guess you would have to change. I mean, energy in its own right, like the Shiva Shakti energy, is always changing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I thought you know, to really make a change, it seems like it starts with a choice.
Well, it does. But what I'm saying is everybody will be making that choice, whether it's now or whenever, because it's evolution. And evolution means next rung of the ladder, next level of ascension work. So everybody is changing. It's like nobody is not going to not choose to change. Some may resist because they like comfort and they like, you know, what's familiar, but everybody is changing. Everybody will make that choice to change. Some are just making it faster than others. So that's how the universe is evolving. We've all collectively on some level agreed, okay, we're going for it. On the soul level, we've all agreed we're going for it. On a physical level, it's just taking a bit longer to see that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, we wouldn't be in this space and this time and space if we hadn't chosen before we came to this Earth that we would be willing to go into the new Earth.
Yeah.
It's very clear to me that I chose to be here at this time and to be around this age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I knew that would be probably how long it took me to get to this place. You know, in my energy, right? It just seemed really, really, quote unquote, right. You know, it's just a big yes around it all. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So I think maybe to add some clarity for folks out there, this, what we're doing collectively on this planet, has never been done before. And that's why there's so much, in some ways, resistance. So what we are creating together has never been done before. And that's why we all need to trust. And we all need to help each other and ask for help. So what I'm learning in my business, because I'm not a business person. I wasn't born a business person. God was the farthest thing from my mind. Is I'm learning how to delegate and allow people to help me.
Mm-hmm.
And volunteering-wise and other kind of ways too. Because I'm so used to doing it alone and by myself. And a lot of healers, same thing. So now they've got to learn how to ask the universe for assistance and be open and to act on it when people show up.
Mm-hmm.
The universe will help you.
In all ways, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Very nice. Thank you, Kenji, for being the gift. The gift that you are.
Thank you.
I love that. I love those words. Wow.
Love being on your show, as always.
Mm. I I don't want to leave, but I know I'm going to get to spend some more time with you. So I guess we'll wrap up. Again, five full live classes with us will probably go 90 minutes. Hopefully not too many that go all the way out to 2 hours, but please join us. The link, again, is newwealthexperience.com/now. And if you go there, there's a special offer link that you can get and jump on and join us. And if you need a payment plan, God, I just can't say that word today, then just email us at support@genesis.com. Actually, if you need anything, you can reply to the emails that we sent or send you or go to support@genesis.com. One of the things that has shifted in my world, in my consciousness, is we have incredible, incredible customer support. So don't ever feel that if you have a question, you need something, you can't reach us, because we're always happy to help. And I truly am here to support and help you guys change and grow and move into a greater frequency and consciousness. So I want you to know that that is available to you. Thank you so much for being a part of this series. And Kenji, wow, thank you so much for kicking off this series.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Yeah, my goodness. We started with the best from the last, and let's just see if we can propel from here.
Right on.
Yeah, absolutely. So in general, we're going to meet Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at this time, but tomorrow I wanted to give everyone a chance to listen to this call and get kicked off altogether. And so we're not going to meet again until Thursday, and again, it's 2 p.m. Eastern. We're talking with an extraordinary medical intuitive. Her name's Dr. Marilyn Parkin, and I think you're going to be really, really surprised with who she is and how she can help and serve you guys. And so if you've got some body stuff going on, please join us again on Thursday. Until then, I look forward to having you join us in the series. And please remember to take a deep breath and step into your new wealth each and every moment of today. With great love, I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.